Hi, Rich Dole here. I just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to the Have You Heard podcast. We will be adding new material and interviews in addition to interviews archived over the 10 plus years of being on the air. So if you keep coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com or subscribe to this podcast from wherever you get your podcast, you'll always have new material, new artists, and new music to discover. As always, thank you for listening. Well, another interesting and fun show for you this evening on Have You Heard? I'm your host, Richard Dole. Thank you so much for tuning in. And tonight we are going to be listening to the music of a good friend of mine named Brent Laidler. Now, for those of you that are well ensconced in the scene, you know who Brent is, especially if you're a brass player or a woodwind player, and you happen to go up to Lafayette every now and then. Brent is a instrument repairman, a very good one. He makes his home and his living in Lafayette, Indiana, there up near Purdue. And he has a new album out, not as an instrument repairman, but as a jazz guitarist. Brent is a wonderful jazz guitar player and a super nice guy. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking with Brent, and he's going to tell us all about his brand new album. The title of it is called No Matter Where Noir. No Matter Where Noir. And on this album has some great players. Brent, of course, wrote all the tunes and plays guitar. Richard Sleepy Floyd and Kenny Phelps split the drum chair about half and half. Mitch Shiner, our good friend Mitch, on the vibraphone. Scott Pizzera on bass. He's a wonderful bass player living up there in Lafayette. Plays all over Indianapolis. He's a spectacular player. And Jamie Newman on piano, a great piano player, also lives in Lafayette. There's quite a good scene up there. And of course, Ned Boyd on saxophone and Mark Buscelli on trumpet. So it's a really great lineup, and there's just beautiful tunes. And Brent is, he tells a story when he's playing, when he's writing. And this is basically, he calls this the filmless score. It's a filmless score. It's a score without a film. So he used to work in providing music for films and little movies or what have you. And so he's very much into the storytelling and making a list of things. Now, all these tunes, they work well together independently, but if you listen to it straight through, which we're going to listen to many of the 11 tracks tonight, we're not going to get to all of them, of course, but they do connect quite well, and they tell a story. They have quite a flow. So without further ado, I just want to get into this really fun album, No Matter Where Noir, by guitarist Brent Laidler. For more information, you can go to brentlaidler.com. That's BrentLaidler, brentlaidler.com. And you can find out where he's playing, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. Until then, I want to play a few tunes. The first one we're going to play is Downtown by Nine. After that, Jamie's Joint, and then Sixth Sense. I think you're going to really enjoy this music. It's a lot of fun to listen to. And it's my pleasure to present to you Brent Laidler and his album, No Matter Where Noir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Laidler and his brand new album, No Matter Where Noir. I'm Richard Dole, and you're listening to Have You Heard here on 88.7 WICR, Indianapolis, Indiana. Thank you so much for tuning in and for enjoying this great music with me. I know you're enjoying it. For more information about this album, you can go to brentlaidler.com, BrentLaidler.com. And you can find out all about where he's playing. I can tell you that if you're up in the Lafayette area, that August 3rd, he'll be playing at the Monon Depot Plaza out there in Lafayette, Indiana. It's a, I believe it's an outdoor venue. And he plays all around town. And as you'll hear in our interview, we talk shop a little bit. Full disclosure, I do take my instruments up to Brent and have him work on all of my trombones, and he does a fabulous job, and I can't recommend him more for jazz guitar playing and for instrument repair. So he's a super nice guy, and we have a great rapport, and man, I'm really happy that so many people are in this area are coming out with great albums, and I get to talk to them. I get to listen to the music, and I get to talk to them about it, and I get to help promote their material, and that makes me happy. Speaking of promotion, for more about this show, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz. You can also find us online, haveyouheardjazz.com, all one word, haveyouheardjazz.com. And there we have all sorts of special podcasts, some archives of our show. And we talk with musicians about what it takes to make a living in the music industry. And we have all sorts of insights about the industry. And it's just a lot of fun to talk with people. And as an outsider, if you're outside of a conversation listening in, this is a lot of the things that we do on the podcast there at haveyouheardjazz.com. You can also email us at hyhjazz@gmail.com. And we do answer all of the emails we answer. So I'd like to play one more cut from this album, No Matter Where Noir. And I'd like to play the title track. And after the title track, we're going to listen to my interview that I did a few days ago with Mr. Laidler. And it's a fun little talk, and we always have fun chatting. And he's a very knowledgeable guy. And he loves this music. He loves music so much. And it's so easy to talk to him about that. So we're going to listen to the title track here, No Matter Where Noir. This is Brent Laidler. And you're listening to Have You Heard? Well, I'm talking right now with Mr. Brent Laidler on the Skype telephone, the modern computer telephone. And Brent, great guitar playing, great sound, great album. How you doing?
I'm good, Reg. Thanks so much for having me on.
Man, it's been a pleasure. And I've been on your podcast, and now you're going to be on my radio show. So we're even, Steve, and I should probably, I need to come clean and tell everybody that Brent does clean my pipes. Meaning that he has been inside and out and all through all of my trombones. So just, that's all the cards are on the table. Brent is a wonderful brass repair and woodwind repairman. And he does wonderful work. And I love driving up to Lafayette and getting my horns all figured out by him. And they always play great. And I know I'm past the year mark. And I need to, we need to, after the interview, we need to schedule a time for me to come up and get stuff figured out again. Yeah. So
it's a nice day job. I get to hang out with musicians. You know, it's all the fun of being in music without having to deal with the politics of teaching.
There you go. And there's that. Yeah.
I love my day job.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I first heard about you, he's like, he does great brass work. Everybody's going up there. And he plays jazz guitar. And he's good. He's good at that too. And so it's like, okay. And then we did some gigs. I'm like, man, this is great. Like you're good with your hands and your left side of the brain and your right side of the brain. How does it all come together? Like where did the, first of all, let me just get the album is called No Matter Where Noir, No Matter Where Noir. And, it's a cool it's a conceptual album. It kind of tells a story, does it not?
It does.
Give us a rundown here.
I'm the muse hits upon occasion. I really don't have any control over it, and I write songs. I write songs for hire, but sometimes I write songs just because something strikes me and I like how it sounds. One night I wrote a dark ballad and I was like, hey, let's try this. And I kind of knew that Ned Boyd was going to play it. And when we finally got a chance to do it live, just happened by happy accident to be at an open jam session where Mitch Shiner was there with his vibes, and Sleepy was playing drums, and Jamie was playing piano, and Scott was playing bass. And I brought a little Zoom recorder to set on the table just to get a scratch recording, because we vet the tunes that way to see if it was going to work. And everybody knocked it out of the park. And I needed to have them all on the CD. And this also needed to be a title track. But the concept didn't come together until I decided to treat it like a film. Noir genre has a very similar plot line just about in every aspect, whether it's movies or books. You know, you have certain cast of characters, you have the city, you have the nightlife, the nightclub, the nemesis, the romantic involvement. And then at the end, it never works out. So I was able to write pretty easily for the rest of the album by treating each song as a bit of the storyline. So it's a score without a film. I'm glad that people like it. Everybody that listens to it will say that it's not programmatic, which is a gigantic compliment. So I love that people like the tunes individually, but I also love that people who buy the disc love to listen to it all at once.
Right. I was going to say that the different tracks work well, as standalones, but then it's kind of nice to be able to just run it down from top to bottom and listen to it in that fashion. Did the tunes come together kind of from beginning to end, or did you alter some existing tunes to fit into the programmatic ideal?
Well, I pulled two songs from earlier projects, very specifically. Meet Me at the Havana Hilton is a tune that actually came out on a disc I put out back in 2009. But when I decided on the noir concept and set this in Miami in 1959, so we've got you know, I took a lot from Blue Note, from Horace Silver, from the time period, from Lee Morgan. In the bit of the story where the mystery woman and the intrepid gumshoe get romantically involved and want to keep the money and run away together, I was like, oh my gosh, this is where Meet Me at the Havana Hilton belongs. That song is actually it's had legs already in it, and it has a future. When that album came out in 2009, believe it or not, that song was the one that was featured on George Nouri AM Coast to Coast under Emerging Artists.
Oh wow!
That song got national airplay even before this disc. And Mark Buscelli really loves this song, and he's already asked my permission to write an arrangement to take to his publisher. So we're going to have this in print as well.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's great. Exciting.
Yeah. Well, I love the lineup on this album. It's now you're in Lafayette as a instrument repairman. And then I look at, okay, I know you. I know you're in the scene. But I look at the lineup here, and it's like, it's Mark Buscelli on trumpet, flugelhorn, Ned Boyd on saxophone, Jamie Newman on piano, Scott Pizzera on bass, Mitch Shiner on vibraphone, Richard Sleepy Floyd on drums on several tracks, and Kenny Phelps on the tracks that Richard isn't on. And then
half and half.
Yeah, and then you on guitar, and it's like, man, this is a swinging band. And like, how did, because Lafayette is like one of, it's not that far, but it's just kind of far enough where it has its own little scene going on up there, and you're a big part of that. So how do you combine the two scenes and get people up there and come down here and play? And how does all that work out? And how's that worked out in the past?
Well, part of it's just simply networking. There's a lot of people that I meet for the first time when they walk in the shop to become a customer. Mm-hmm. And then they become a friend. And then we get an opportunity to play some music together. And then I have access to some incredible people. So that when I need a horn section for a festival band, I call you.
Yeah.
You know, when I need other things, I've worked with Lenny Foy and Randy Salmon and Brent Wallerab in the past. I've played with Freddie Mendoza. And these are all people that initially I met when they walked in the door of the shop. So, again, this is just kind of a really cool place to be. You get to hang out with the musicians and to be able to participate with them is really just a true joy.
Well, it's a joy for all of us too to find a repairman that is good at what he does and is a good musician and understands the plight of the brass musicians or the musicians in general. So it's easy enough to like somebody comes in the door and you start chatting, and it's like, I mean, like, how do you get from there to thinking that they're going to be a good person on a gig? Because, you know, somebody.
A lot of people at your guys' level are just have a reputation that precedes you. I think the other thing, though, is I was a dead serious brass player, trumpet all the way through college, both legit and jazz. But in my 30s, mid-30s, I got TMJ syndrome so bad that I could no longer keep my chops for my range or for my endurance without an unbelievable amount of pain.
Oh, wow.
So that's the moment at which I really became a serious guitar player. Prior to that, I knew how to play guitar, but it had been kind of a hobby instrument. But then it became my main voice. Mm-hmm. But I can relate to the musicians, you know, having been one from the ground up.
Wow. Do you ever dabble with the trumpet anymore?
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, you play everything when you repair it. I play flutes and clarinets, and saxophones and trombones and trumpets. But, you know, it's only for a few minutes at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not popping double G's anymore.
Well, you have quite the little scene up in Lafayette. For those people that are here in Indianapolis, our show is based here on WICR 88.7. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening to this wonderful music by Brent Laidler. But what this is, just describe the scene a little bit of what's happening up in Lafayette.
You know, over the years, it's really been specifically Purdue University. I know that sounds really funny, but in the world of academia, there's also a lot of people who are musicians. And I'm not talking specifically about music faculty, although Mo Trout, who is the jazz band director at Purdue, we've played gigs together, and he's a terrific trumpet player. Mm-hmm. But we also have musicians in town whose reason for being in town is because they or their spouse works at Purdue. Right. Scott Pizzera in particular, Jamie Newman as well, Danny Weiss, who's here in town. Drew Cox, the drummer, he's actually a graduate assistant, but he's been a lot of fun to work with, you know. I don't know that I'm calling anybody at this point who isn't affiliated somehow with Purdue.
That's interesting. I think it's such a healthy scene up there, because, I mean, a lot of people know Scott Pizzera and Jamie Newman. They play down here a lot. And Ned Boyd, who teaches in the school system, used to teach in Jefferson School System? Is that what it's called?
Lafayette School Corporation.
Lafayette, okay. Well, that makes sense. I was making it more difficult than it was.
He had all three of my kids in band.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. That's great. I know now he's in Logansport, and there's a good scene going on. But if you're not up there, if you're not, you know, familiar with the people, then it's just kind of like, well, the college town scene for jazz is going to be Bloomington. But Purdue has a much more mature scene, almost, if I can say that, you know, because there's so many adults in it involved, and it's just a great scene. All the players up there are wonderful players. I love playing with you guys.
We have a lot of fun. There's even enough old folks to fill out a 19-piece big swing band, which I play with regularly. I've been holding down the guitar chair now. I think I'm coming up on like 8 or 9 years.
Oh, wow.
It went really quick, but it's been a lot of fun. It's a ton of reading. But, you know, you just can't read enough. When I talk to students, it's always like, soloing will get you so far, but reading will get you the gigs.
That's absolutely, and keep the gigs for you.
Exactly. Yeah. I've had opportunities to play in Pitt for musicals. I've played 3 times at the Lafayette Symphony. It's it's all different stuff too. In October, there was the Indiana Bicentennial Concert with the symphony where they featured Indiana composers, and you know, I guess apparently Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses is, mm-hmm. is listed as a famous Indiana composer. So we did a Guns N' Roses medley where I needed a solid body electric guitar and a programmable pedal so I could sound like Slash. Awesome. And then we turned around and played a Hoagy Carmichael tune, and they had to wait for me to change guitars.
Yeah, that's not going to cross there. Yeah.
So that I could get my jazz guitar out.
That's great. I love that you're playing so much, and you're such a talented repairman, and I do want to schedule a time to bring my horns up there. But the album is called No Matter Where Noir, and it's by guitarist and composer Brent Laidler. For more information, you can go to www.brentlaidler.com. That's BrentLaidler, all one word, .com, brentlaidler.com. And it's a fun album. I highly recommend it. Brent, thank you so much for joining me here on Have You Heard?
Yeah, Rich, thank you so much. We like your program. We love WICR. We listen to classical music in the morning. On the weekends, on Saturday mornings, I love the guy who does the score because I'm such a score nerd. It really is something that's enjoyable for me to listen to.
Well, I will pass that along, and I'll pass your CD to him and maybe get you on another time.
Hey, that'd be fun.
All right. Hey, take care, Brent. Thank you so much.
Have a great night, Rich. Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt the show, but just a reminder that you're listening to the Have You Heard podcast. New episodes are always being added to haveyouheardjazz.com, so please check it out. Subscribe to us any way you see fit to keep yourself updated. We'd also like to invite you to get involved by being a larger part of our show through contributing segments or ideas, or by becoming a supporter or underwriter. More information can be found at haveyouheardjazz.com or drop us an email at hyhjazz@gmail.com. We welcome your support and we thank you for listening. Now back to the podcast. Well, thank you, Brent, for calling in and being a guest on the show. And let's just jump right into some music by Brent. We listened to him talking. This is a great tune. It's a groovy one. It's called Southern Gate by Brent Laidler.
Thank you.
Gate by Brent Laidler from his brand new album, No Matter Where Noir. No Matter Where Noir. You're listening to Have You Heard. I'm going to play one more tune of Brent Laidler's. It's entitled Law of Attraction. This features Mark Baselli. And I hope you've enjoyed this music. And as I have, it's a lot of fun. Brent Laidler, brentlaidler.com. And this is Law of Attraction. Attraction by Brent Laidler, and it's been great featuring his music. Now, you have been listening to the Have You Heard podcast. A big thank you to Jared Thompson and Premium Blend for letting us use their incredible original tune, Pursuit of Happiness, from their album, The Road. You can hear Have You Heard every Wednesday at 9 p.m. in Indianapolis on WICR 88.7 FM, or you can listen to us anywhere in the world through the internet at wicronline.org, or look for WICR in the TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio apps. Listen to us anytime by coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com, where we will be adding new material all the time, so there will always be something new for you to check out. As always, we appreciate your time, your support, and thank you for listening.